to Unfiltered Exhale. I am your host, Tony Rossi.
Brett Dumas, what's going on?
Anthony L. Rossi, sorry.
No, we're not using the Anthony one. Maybe just keep it as Tony.
I've never called you Anthony.
I know. It just sounds weird.
Sounds weird.
So, Brett, you are one of my longest running friends. I think I've known you since, 1990.
Beep that shit.
19.
I know, way before the 90s, I think.
No?
Yeah, I think we knew each other. Late 80s, but yes, friendship-wise, I think.
Did you go to Bellamy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew each other then.
Yeah, we knew each other, but so the quintessential moment, I think, where, we bonded is it might have been, it was definitely a comp football game, might have been the sword game.
Nope. I got the story. Because I know when. Oh, for me,
okay, which
I
one?
Know
All right, when. Go ahead, lay it on me.
So, for me, personally, I remember, and the comp sword games were, before and after, but when I first got to know you was summer school.
Oh, right.
It was
freshman year.
Yeah, it was summer school. Your brother Wade or Craig dropped you off because you had just...
I was on crutches, right?
Fucked up your leg on skiing or something.
That was freshman year, yeah. Okay.
And so we had... And so Mrs. the teacher at the time...
Was it Fennessy?
Or was it Sabrina?
It was...
I don't remember.
I don't think it was Sabrina. It might have been Wilk.
She was cool.
I went to summer school 2 different years in a row for English.
So yeah,
they blend together.
I just got told I had to stay back for this. But no, I didn't actually. I only stayed back in second grade.
Yeah, because they didn't offer summer school.
They didn't offer summer school. So it was...
And just for the record, second grade summer school should exist. Grade school, listen, don't hold those kids back. Send them to summer school.
Send them to summer school.
All right, but
anyway, the books. Remember, we had to read books.
Yeah.
And I think our entire high school career was whatever kind of situation we were in, if it was dicey, I would always quote the book Alive because I had to read the book. And my fucking thing I said to you all the time, if I die,
you can eat me.
Because that was the whole... Fucking my high school career. I was always telling you to eat me.
Yeah. Not on purpose.
Only
if you die.
Yeah. And don't use ketchup.
No promises. So, yeah, I don't know. I remember that, but I feel like we didn't hang out a ton. And I think it was maybe sophomore year. And it was a football game. And we were going somewhere after. And you're just Ron gave you his car.
Oh, the little fucking...
The Camaro.
Yes, the T-top Camaro.
Yeah. Yes. You're like, can I ride with you? And then you're driving over curbs and stuff. He's, don't tell Ron.
Yeah, because I changed...
Sorry, Ron, if you're listening.
Yeah, don't, Ron. Just relax.
Don't rage. Your blood pressure will go up.
Because I changed his transmission in that car. Yeah. That's why he gave it to me. It was I'm like, you have to let me fucking test it out. Because I literally rebuilt his... And it took just as long as the leaf spring incident of 76. But not 76, but in the Dan Martino driveway. It took forever real quick. I'm going to just change these leaf springs out real quick.
Is that the Ford?
It was the Ford.
Not the Ranger. It was the other
red
pickup.
It was
the
red pickup.
The one that you gave to Kevin after sold to Kevin.
Yeah. I sold that. He stole that. But that was fine.
Yeah.
It needed some kind of cleaner box.
Yeah, and that was a nice truck.
It was. Yeah. That got me around.
Yeah, so freshman year. So I remember the summer school and all that. I didn't realize that was the moment for you.
That was the moment where I'm like.
They had me pretty drugged up because of the knee surgery. Well, I was out of it.
That was the thing. I was just pretty much laughing at you the entire time. Because
I was
passing
out. That was when they handed out narcotics. I was 13.
Yeah, have some heroin.
Have a bunch of Vicodin. This will help with the pain. Now, I just had knee surgery earlier this year. They're just just get some Tylenol.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing. Turmeric and vitamin C. They're these are all anti-inflammatories. This will help with your pain.
Listen, turmeric is no joke.
I got no problems. Yeah. I was encouraged. It was awesome. He handed me a list of stuff. You can get most of these over the counter, get them ahead of time. And I looked at this list. I'm like, dude, this is awesome.
Yeah.
The fact that you're recommending this to me.
Your doctor?
Yeah, this was the surgeon.
That's actually pretty dope.
But that year, I was taking Percocet every 4 hours.
Yeah.
I was 13.
That was the thing. We're all just is this kid ever going to wake up?
Yeah, I slept the whole time. Yeah. I was out of it.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I don't really didn't register.
And I literally don't know if I remember. I think Eddie might have been in that summer school.
I don't remember. I don't know how much name dropping we're going to do here, but.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we can. So maybe just first names.
Yeah, but there was like an Eric and an Eric, I think, that hung out together a lot.
Yes. Yeah, I know the two Erics. Or I remember the two Erics.
Yeah. And, yeah, but, yeah, it was a good hand. It was actually a good crew. Like, lunch break was my favorite
lunch
part.
Lunch break was awesome.
Everyone would help me downstairs on my crutches. We'd hang out on the stupo there on the side of the school and shoot the shit. Yeah.
Yeah, the litter, the. Because the way
I liked it so much, I went back the next year. It's like an all-inclusive vacation.
It's like Club Med.
Yeah. It's like the CCHS resort.
Yeah, you didn't have to do fucking lawn work or anything.
You said talk about a book. And you got to pick the book.
You got to pick the book. And that was the thing. I'm like,
everyone read their own book.
I don't even know if I knew how to read at the time I had to pick that book out. And I just picked, like, I don't even know why I picked it out. And then the teacher, and I think it was Miss Sabrina. I could be wrong. She was like taller and had like curly hair.
Oh, that's Miss Wilk, the tall brown hair.
So then that's who the one was.
That's Wilk. Yeah. And then the next year it was Sabrina, but didn't she get married or something? I think she became Fennessy maybe, or maybe I'm confused.
No, Mrs. Fennessy was different.
Okay.
Mrs. Fennessy was pretty cool too.
Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah.
I think that I thought that was the second year. But yeah, I read, I don't remember which year it was. I read The Outsiders, which is like a sixth grade book.
Yeah.
But they're like, well, what do you want? I'm like, I want to read that. I was always my go-to book. What's your favorite book? See Outsiders. I never even read The Outsiders, but I was just talked about
really?
It.
Really? I don't know if I have seriously still.
I did because
I must have.
I said I wanted to read it for summer school. And then the other one I read was In Cold Blood by Truman Capote. It was actually the only, I think, aside from the two books I read, one each year of summer school, I got away with only reading two books throughout my whole high school career.
For like all your books?
Yeah. The only other book we read Flowers for Algernon.
Flowers for Algernon.
And Catcher in the Rye.
And Catcher in the Rye.
Only books I read, aside from my two.
I've read all three of those, yeah. And that was, like, actually, Flowers for Algernon was pretty good, too. Because Charlie or whatever his name was. What was the fucking guy's name?
The guy with the...
Autism or whatever.
Yeah, I forget what it was then. I'm sure it was talked about politically incorrectly in that
book. Oh, and that's why.
Is that one I got yanked?
Yep. Catcher in the Rye got yanked. Algernon got yanked. I don't know why. That's stupid. I don't know.
That's a political thing.
That's a political thing.
Yeah. That's crazy because those are actually really great. I mean, yes. Those are books I actually enjoyed reading.
Yeah. Exactly. They're great stories. They're great feel-good stories.
And I'm not a book reader. Like I was just saying,
I'm a book
through.
On tape kind of guy.
I'm not even that. I can't. I don't have the attention span. Not anymore. But I don't know how. I made it through all high school with only really reading four books and two of which were in high school. Because, like, now I feel like anybody I talk to that was, like, when they're talking about English, like, oh, yeah, I got to read four books. And my kids, they have a book every 3 weeks I got to read. They got ones I got to read over summer. I mean, they're in AP classes. I was not an AP class kind of person. So maybe that's why.
No, but you were, just for the record, a... fuck, what is it? Student... I forgot what it was called, but no drinking and no...
Peer Ed.
Peer Ed. That's what it was. And we always... You were our designated driver for such a long time.
I know. It was a big loss to the community.
And it was a loss to the community when I started
drinking.
Yes. And then Eric became our...
Yeah, he was never as excited about it.
The Cavalier. The fucking Cavalier.
That Cavalier. All of them. I had three of them.
I miss the red one. The red one was...
The Red 88, the off-road vehicle.
Yeah, the off-road Cavalier.
Yes. That's my favorite story, and I'm going to tell it for all you listeners, all 44 of you out there. We know because we looked at the numbers earlier
today. Yeah, hit subscribe and share.
Hit subscribe. We're trying to get it to 50 by the end of the year.
Share your ass off.
Yeah, share. So, oh, yeah, don't say ass. So it was an annual camping trip. Actually, no, it was a biannual, semi-annual. What do you call it when you do it twice a year?
Is it semi or is it bi? It was...
I always get those confused.
Dose annually? I don't know, right. Because it was twice a year, so bi.
Because biannually makes you think it's every other year. Yeah. I think it's semi-annually.
No,
it happens
a couple
times.
Yeah. No, semi-annually is...
Every few years?
Yeah, but we went every year, twice a year.
Memorial Day, Labor Day.
Memorial Labor.
Yeah, so is it biannual or semi? One of them covers that, and I always get them confused.
I don't think either one covers it, but anyway.
All right, we're going to table that.
Yeah, we went twice a year,
yeah.
Every year for fucking 10 years.
Yeah. So I don't remember if it was Memorial Day or Labor Day, but.
And then we always came back to Jennifer's.
We went. Yes, we did.
Anyway, go ahead.
We went to an undisclosed location in Holly, Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be undisclosed.
What's a state park? You can find it. It's the only state park in Holly, Mass.
Yeah.
I just can't pronounce it properly.
Yeah. Goshen?
Oh, no, the name of the state. Where it's in Holly, but it's like Kenneth DeBook.
Oh, yeah. State it had park. A beehive.
It had a beehive.
Like
it's actually one of the only remaining charcoal beehives in New England. So that they used to pack it full of wood and run a, like a smoldering fire.
Yeah.
So then they
could
get charcoal briquettes to then burn for grilling and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it was like, I just remember stumbling upon it and just like walking in it. Like,
what? It was glorious. It was like, what is this thing?
Yeah. What the heck? Yeah.
And it's actually a landmark. I think it's on like the list of historic places and stuff, but we didn't know that. We thought we found something like
alien
or some weird thing in the woods.
And we didn't defile it, just FYI.
Yeah, it turns out everybody knows it's there. We just didn't because we found it some roundabout way in the woods. It actually has a much shorter entrance than the one we used to take.
Yeah.
You can pretty much drive right up to
it. Yeah. We walked.
Miles. Oh, so we're going camping, and I bring a Cavalier, a 1988 Cavalier, 5-speed, of course.
It was a 5-speed,
And, like, why not drive that through a whole bunch of unimproved roads? Our unmaintained roads throughout a state forest, right?
With boulders sticking out.
Then you run out of beer. So you decide you're going to drive to the neighborhood liquor store, which is a guy's garage.
And it's like you come out of the woods and hook a left and the guy's fucking house
is
right there.
His house is there, and it's locals call it the mall.
The mall, yeah.
Because they also had candy and like loaves of bread, but the dude had legit like liquor,
he had good booze.
And he had liquor store style like coolers in his garage.
Yeah.
And so you go in, you ring the doorbell, guy comes out of his house, comes over to his garage.
Literally, you had to ring the doorbell. That was the best part. Yeah. And then
there's a little sign. Please ring bell. We'll come out.
And then any hour of the night. And it was like after 2, and some nights I don't remember because those nights were.
Yeah, I don't think you bowed by traditional liquor store hours.
Yeah, we didn't have clocks or watches.
Yeah, so ring the bell, and this was the trigger. It was Dan and I think we went there with 12 cases of beer, but by the third day we were tired of drinking Black Label, so we're just like, it'll be great right now. We need some Zima.
Fucking something different.
Something different. And
something.
When you dump a shot, a nip of Black House into it, it tastes like grape soda.
Oh.
So we're like, we need.
I must have had.
Yeah, you probably did. So we need. we're just like, we're tired of Black Label. Let's go to the mall. And we're going to get some Zima and some nips of Black House. So if we drive down, I'm driving like Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, yeah.
And I had already been ripping through those woods in my 88 Cavalier. Shout out to the Cavalier. Chevy, you did a great thing. I'm just saying. I put that Cavalier up to any like modern day pickup truck, aside from the hauling capabilities, just the off-road abilities.
You didn't need to haul.
No, I didn't need to haul. So we're ripping through, and I...
Can I just add a caveat that like on some of these roads, there were like boulders, like massive stalactite boulders sticking out of the fucking road to the point where one of the guys we went had a Toyota Tacoma. And when he would go with his Tacoma, we would all take rides and shit in the back, and he would get stuck. He would bottom out. But Tacoma had the underbelly of a fucking German tank. So
yeah, it wasn't quite Cavalier size. It
wasn't quite Cavalier, but...
So we come around this one corner sideways, and I'm accelerating up this hill, and that's the train route.
That's the train.
It's the train route me on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the Cavalier sounded like coming up off this hill.
Bet your ass.
So I get to the top of this hill. We pretty much jump off it, like action movie style.
Yeah.
And land.
Thelma and Louise, except for the cliff part.
Yeah. And land. Yeah, no, there's no cliff. Not that time. And land.
That was
and
the brat. Like,
and I...
That's another one.
It's a whole lot of stories. We got years worth of episodes. Yeah, just some camping stories.
Yeah.
I land and it didn't sound good. I'm like, oh, that was not good. So we go to the package store. We go in. We get our Zima. We get our Black House. We come out. to the mall parking lot, which was about six spots. And and there's oil everywhere. It was like a Exxon Valdez in the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. And I look underneath, and like the oil pan is just, it's like pouring out of the oil pan. Basically, I caught a rock in an oil pan, sliced it right down the middle. So we're like, ah, I guess we'll just walk, you know? So we walk in, it like driving, it's probably like a 10-minute ride, 10, 15 minutes, probably from the mall to the campsite, right?
Yeah, because you guys didn't come back.
It was like half a day.
Yeah.
But like on our drive, it didn't seem bad. We had no idea how long it was actually like in a drunken stupor. So we're driving, or we're walking now. Yeah, we get into the woods. We're happy as hell, actually.
Yeah,
like,
because you guys had all FEMA, the booze.
We got our Black House. Just like, so then we're like halfway.
And Ron.
Kevin with a K. He comes, he was leaving, and he was with his girlfriend in his Jeep.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, what's going on? And we had, at that point, finished all the Zima and Black House.
Yeah.
And he's, you guys want like a ride or something? And it was him, his girl, all of his gear was in the back of his Jeep. Like, he would have had to leave all of his shit just to get us into the car.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can unload this stuff, I'll give you a ride. I'm like, no, man. I'm like, it's not too much further. It's only been a couple hours.
We got two more.
Yeah, we got a couple more. And we're like, you got any beer? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I got a bunch of cooler. Like, yeah, we'll take what we can carry, you know? So he just reloads us. We're like, all right, we're good as hell, you know? So, and it was a hot summer day. Like, I remember, like, we were sweating. The mosquitoes were tearing us up. But, of course, you know, after some Zima and Black House, you don't care.
You don't care.
And we're walking. And then I think we were really close. We were at least within a half an hour of getting there. And I think maybe Riz came and pulled up.
Oh, because he always had a Jeep, too.
And we were, like, because I think they, like, sent out a search party.
We did, because what the fuck happened to Brett and Dan?
And whoever pulled up next.
I think it was Ron, to be honest.
We were a spectacle. Like, people fell out of the truck laughing because we were just, like, we were having a good time. And then
camping.
I remember, like, we ended up getting a ride, like, the last few, however many feet. Miles or whatever.
Like, few feet.
And it was so hot. I was so drunk. I just passed out in my tent for, I don't know, solid several hours.
Yeah, I remember those fucking tent pass out because we would literally start at 7 a.m. cooking eggs, drinking beer.
Yeah, so you do the midday tent pass out.
Yeah, you do the midday nap.
And it felt so good.
It did.
Like, you know, it was like semi-sauna in the tent, you know?
And then when you got out of the tent, you felt like you were in air conditioning.
So refreshing.
Yeah. It's like, this is the best ever.
You almost look forward to sweating your ass off in the tent to, like, come out into, like, it's like spa.
Yeah. I forget a lot about camping. I don't know why, because those were some fun-ass fucking camping trips. Oh, so many. There is a lot. There is fucking ages.
So I could tell the Brat story.
Get the Brat story on the books too, because the Brat story, I think, is even better. But
yeah. So and the Brat story has a lead up. So after the Cavalier incident, and first off, before I even get into this story, I'm just going to do a non-paid promotion for Subaru. That Brat was built like a tank.
It was absolutely built like a tank, and it had the whammy bars in the back.
Yeah, and to know more about it, just listen to this story, because it was the hardest vehicle to kill that I could ever have imagined.
And you tried.
Yeah, and it never actually really died. But the prelude is, I think it was after the damage and destruction of two different rental vehicles.
This is a story that I've been thinking about over the past couple of days when I knew you were coming on, Paula Dumas. Just as a caveat, like when I first met Paula, she was just like a little mousy, like, woman. And okay, she's cute. She's Brett's girlfriend. She gets a pass. She can be mousy. Just kidding. I was just kidding about the mousy part. Don't slice my neck. And so
hint towards he's not so mousy anymore.
You had come in with a fucking Ford. It was a black Ford full-size Explorer or something.
Maroon. She rented it.
Yeah. And it got scratched somehow or something happened to it. And she became a rock star in my eyes when she fucking booted the side view mirror. She's, we got insurance. And she fucking whacked the side view mirror. She kicked it. I don't even know how. She's not the tallest person in the world. And I was just like,
but hit a tree and then she finished it off.
Yeah. And we were all just, did she? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. I just had to get that out there because for whatever reason, that's been stuck.
Love that woman. So yes, that was one of the rental vehicles that saw some damage. And then the year after, it was a gold Chevy Blazer that we rented and it unfortunately met a tree. So we learned that rental vehicles is probably not
the greatest. The
best thing. And I didn't want to wreck my own. I think I was probably driving another Cavalier at that time.
Yeah, why fuck up a Cavalier when you can just destroy a rental?
So a guy at work is selling a Subaru Brat. $500. I'm like, oh, so like the rental vehicles have been costing us, especially like with the insurance and whatnot.
The inflated insurance.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, oh, he's, oh, it's got an exhaust leak. I'm like, that's fine. I really only need it for the weekend.
He's just looking at you like, what the fuck?
He's like, all right, whatever. So he sells it to me. I put like some random license plate on it that I had kicking around.
That makes me proud, by the way.
Yeah, I learned it from watching you. And I grabbed some of that exhaust fixer duct tape,
sticky
metal duct tape stuff you can get at AutoZone. I spent a good couple hours fixing that exhaust. We load a four-wheeler into the back of it. Thing barely fits in the back of a Subaru Brat. We're taking a quad up there. And so I drive the thing. I'm driving the thing up to the camping spot. By the halfway up, well, actually, it wasn't even halfway into the drive. It was about an hour drive. The exhaust, my meticulous exhaust repair, blew out. Now I sound like most Japanese cars these days.
And some of the four-wheelers that tool around in the woods.
And some of the four-wheelers, yeah. So it was loud as hell. We get into the woods, and where the roads are a little rough, where a Cavalier would have handled this no problem.
Just saying.
It got a little rough, and I was like, I got the quad in the back of the Subaru Brat. I'm going to put it into for our all-wheel drive, because most Subarus these days are all-wheel drive. The Brats were selectable, and this was cool. It was technically like a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Wait, can you just repeat, like, did you say quad? Did we have a four-wheel?
It was my brother-in-law's quad.
I don't remember if I, was I at the, I don't know if I was at the Brat.
I tell the story a lot, so you might just feel like you were there.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite stories. Because I like to promote Subaru. Another plug. You're welcome.
Oh, that could have been like, I was, I know when that was.
I don't know who was at what camp. Yeah. I was at.
And I will tell you.
Pretty much all of them.
I'm just going to say, I wasn't at that one, and I was fucking at the Cape, which that is why.
This is way pre-Cape.
Pre-Cape. You're right.
This is 2000, 2001, maybe.
I started going to the Cape in 98.
Oh, yeah, fuck the Cape.
Fuck the Cape.
Beep that.
That fucking piece of shit Cape.
Back to the lecture at hand. Yes. We don't want to go down that road.
Nope, not going. That's where I was, though.
Yeah, might have been. Yeah, because there was some absenteeism. So the Subaru Brat, this is cool, right? It's most four-wheel drive vehicles. You're rear-wheel drive, then you put it in four-wheel, and you get the front wheels, right? Subaru Brats were front-wheel drive, and then you could engage the rear wheels.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's getting a little rough. The front tires are spinning because we got a quad in the back of the thing that weighs pretty much just as much as the freaking truck because they're tiny little things. They're cool, but it's like a El Camino Junior. Camino. It's a mini mullet. But so it was getting a little rough. Front tires are spinning. I'm like, oh, I'll put this thing in all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, however you have it. I think I did it incorrectly. I probably needed to put it in neutral or whatever, but I hit to engage the four-wheel drive, and the rear drive shaft popped out of the transfer case. So now I'm trying to drive forward, and I basically have an anchor. Like, it's the front drive shaft or the rear drive shaft pointing forward and digging into the ground. Right? So you try to drive, and it's basically like, it's almost like a mini pole vault because the front drive shaft is jamming into the ground. I'm like, shit, I don't know what I'm going to do. So we get the quad out the back. Someone rides the quad up to the campsite, and I'm like, basic geometry. If I drive backwards, I won't have that problem because it won't be jamming into the ground. It'll be dragging.
It will be dragging, yeah.
So I drove the, whatever, it's probably about a mile and a half in the woods,
It was pretty.
But that was basically, you know, where the pond was, right?
Yeah.
That's where it happened. When you take that left and you're going away from the pond.
Yeah.
It's a good distance from there to get up to the field, right?
It is, yeah.
In the dark, I drove in reverse, and I didn't drive slow, and I ripped the thing all the way up to the field, and then I'm like, I got to get this drive shaft up, that I can't drive this thing. I want to rip it through the woods. And I tried like hell, everything I could think of to get. I didn't have tools, so I'm like, I'll spin it around so it's dragging out the back, right? So it's not driving into the ground, and I'll just drive around with it, and it'll work its way out, right?
Yeah.
I drove with that thing. I went off jumps. I was like doing donuts, nothing. I couldn't do anything to get this. The drive shaft just wouldn't fall out the rest of the way. It wouldn't disconnect from the rear end. I literally even tied a strap to it.
That's one hell of a fucking rear end U-joint is what it is.
I tied a strap to it and then tied it to a tree and did a running start thing. And I did that 10 times. And all it did was just stop me. The drive shaft never. I ripped through the woods and the drive shaft dragging it back. I think
because it was front wheel drive. It didn't.
Yeah. And all that started happening is basically because the transfer case had been where the yoke would have went in.
Yeah.
Was pissing out gear fluid.
Yeah.
Eventually, like the transmission, and it must have affected the transmission, or maybe it was all one piece. I couldn't keep it in gear. It just, the gears were fucked after driving. I think.
So essentially you were driving on fucking two wheels the entire time the drive.
The rear wheels were just rollers.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But the power was only a two wheel.
Yeah, it's a front wheel drive car. It was like driving a Cavalier.
All right, got it.
And this is the crazy part. Hopefully there is a statute of limitations on some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, this part don't, yeah.
No, it's fine. I think it's good. I think we're all right.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. I mean, for the 44 of you listening, maybe 50, just don't tell anybody.
Hit and subscribe.
Yeah, just not to the police.
Don't do it to the police.
So we're names and faces have been changed just to protect the innocent.
Yeah, also that.
So I'm like, I got to get this thing home. I literally, it wouldn't stay in gear. I had to forcefully hold it in gear just to drive the thing by the end of the weekend. So I'm like, I'm just going to get it to the edge of the forest. I'll call AAA and I'll have them.
excuse me, AAA.
They're the ones who brought the Cavalier back. It's like we were like first name basis.
They're like, oh, fucking these like, guys this guy again.
Oh, yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. There's a wrecked car to bring home. Got to bring it back to Chicopee. So I'm like, I'm just going to get to the edge of the forest and I'll call AAA. They know what to do.
Like the Sherwood Forest.
Yeah, like Fred, the AAA guy from the local. Yeah, I know him. You know, we have beers.
We're bros.
We're bros. I'm one of his kid's godfather.
Has he called you lately?
No, he is. There's new kids he's got to tow out of the forest.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm driving the thing. I can't literally physically keep it in gear. Like all my might. I can't even keep it forced into first gear.
Was that a stick as well?
Yeah.
Oh.
Forcefully.
And it was just popping out.
It just wouldn't even, yeah. It was, everything was fried.
So you might have had a transmission snafu in that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of snafus, I think, by the end of it. Well, I mean, at one point, we put Kool-Aid in the radiator because I think we got a leak.
It's cool.
Yeah, and it's aid.
AIDS.
So, yeah. The car. I don't know why they don't sell it at AutoZone.
Yeah.
I'm going to trademark that.
Yeah. That is valid thinking. That's logic.
Yeah. It's in the name. So, I finally give up. I'm like, there's nothing I can do. I'm like, nothing ties me to this car at all.
I know. You had, it wasn't, yes, it wasn't fucking registered.
I bought it like 2 days ago, cash. I had the title, but I never got it transferred. I never registered it. I put a fucking random plate on it. Like, nothing tied me to the vehicle. So I'm like, I'm going to put it in this ditch and pull my plate off. So it's exactly what I did. And so this is the crazy part. So, dude, I bought it off of worked with my wife. She was my wife at the time. So and here's another kicker. That same weekend, we're ripping the quad around that I brought up in the brat, right?
How did you get the quad home?
Put it in another truck.
Okay.
We're ripping the quad around. And some environmental police.
Yes.
Jump out like ninjas, dude.
Yes, they came a couple of times.
They jump out like ninjas and they're like, ha! And we're like, oh, shit. And A, you can't even ride a quad in this forest at all.
No, right? It's protected.
B, we didn't even have helmets on. Because whenever I rode quads, it was on my aunt and uncle's land.
Yeah.
We never, helmets weren't a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even
the fact that you need helmets to ride a motor vehicle like that never even registered with me.
Of course not. Why would it?
Because I never did. Luckily, my squash is okay.
It's cool.
Not at least not because of quad damage. But we get written a citation. And they make us, like, load the quad. They follow us up the campsite. They make us load the quad onto a truck, and that shit stays there till you leave, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not onto the, actually, they put it in their truck, and then they helped us transfer it to... They didn't even let us ride it back to the campsite. They're like, no, put that in a truck right now. We'll put it on your truck.
Yeah.
We get back to work. My wife and I, we work at the same place in different locations. She works with the guy that we got the Subaru Brad off, right? I'm talking to a dude who works for me, and I'm talking to him about my weekend, long holiday weekend, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm like, you never believe what happened. I don't even talk about the Subaru. I talk more about the ticket. I'm like, I got a citation, blah, blah, blah. He's like, where'd you get it? I'm like, I got it up at the State Forest. He's, do you have it? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I got to pay. It's right here.
I remember this part.
He's, I don't know if it was his sister or if it's like it's a sister's partner, like his sister was an environmental cop. He's, just give me a second. I got this. He calls his sister. He's, hey, I need to take care of this. And she's, okay, yeah, no problem. I don't know what happened after that. It was just,
never an issue.
So then the wife calls me and she's, yeah, she's, we got a problem. I'm like, what? She's, the dude that we bought the Subaru off of said, like, the state police contacted him because they found it in the forest.
Oh, because of the fucking VIN number.
The VIN number. And so what is happening? And he just said he sold it. And they're like, who'd you sell it to? He's, I'm not required to have that information. He's, the only people that need to have the information is the people who buy it. They need to know who sold it to him. He's, I don't need to know who bought it. I don't have any of that information. He was a smart dude, right? And they're like, okay. And he's like, well, where were you on this weekend? He's, I was working.
I have my fucking
and they're
alibi.
They're like, you should, you need to fax us a copy of your schedule. Here's the problem. My wife's on that schedule too. She's on, and it's commented as on vacation. And we already have record of us being in that forest because of the damn fucking, excuse me, beep that. Because of the, yes, this is getting interesting now. Imagine if you will.
So welcome to the Goshen Zone.
So we like crop her out of the schedule so he can fax it over.
You photoshopped her out of the schedule. That's
yeah, before photoshopping was a thing. Yes.
That is fucking genius. That is genius.
Oh, it was all cloak and dagger. Hit that button. Yeah.
That is genius. I didn't know that part. I do know. I do
a lot
remember.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs.
I do remember the ticket fix. Yeah. And I do remember you
and like
telling
they
me.
They all intertwined. It was so wild. I still don't believe it. And shout out to Subaru. I do not believe that vehicle. I have never abused a vehicle.
As bad.
I did that thing. I actually feel bad.
For the car.
Yeah, I felt bad for the car.
Did you just like put your hand on the hood and be like, peace out, my friend?
Dude, I did.
Okay, just making sure.
I thanked it for its service.
So,
I bring flowers, right? Where I've dropped it in a ditch.
So, here's how I know. I just have one takeaway. Here's how I know I wasn't at that camp trip because had I seen you put Kool-Aid in it, I would have been like, no, let's pee in the radiator.
We ran out of Kool-Aid, so what do you think we did?
Because we've done that. Yeah. That's water, essentially.
With minerals and electrolytes.
With minerals and electrolytes. Cars need fucking electrolytes. Yeah. It's period.
It's got what cars crave.
Yeah. You don't want a dehydrated fucking brat.
No. Yes, no. There, many liquids went into the radiator. Yeah. It baffles me. Like that.
That is unfucking believable. I don't remember. Yeah, I wasn't there.
I don't think you were.
That's a sad situation, but anyway. But anyway, as it happens with Brett and I, we usually have more wine than anticipated. So we went on for a couple more hours that night in November recording this session. So I had to break it up into a couple of different episodes. We will continue our discussions of shenanigans and all kinds of different stories that we have accumulated over the years. So that being said, I'm going to close out this part, the Brett and Tony Chronicles, part one, chapter one, section 3, verse 4 with the early vehicles of our youth. There's a couple more stories that I think are coming up in the next couple of episodes that will explain more. But for now, we're just going to leave it here. And thank you. Please subscribe, like, all that other jazz, just to make sure you guys get notified when new episodes come out. Thanks. Talk to you later. Mm-hmm.